something that is important is that all of the countries within Africa are kind of on board together. And you mentioned a bit about cross-border trade, but what are the hinterland connections currently like in comparison with the port infrastructure? Is road and rail up to scratch, do you think?
So majority of product moves on road in Africa, but once it gets into the hinterland, the rail infrastructure is still relatively underdeveloped and it needs investment. But that's happening. So there is big investments happening on key rail corridors in Southern Africa, East Africa, and West Africa. And as those investments and infrastructure improves, it will enable rail to become quite an important part of the hinterland transport system. So we do need a combination of road and rail. I think for me, the biggest pain point today is we have too much road. And secondly, the waiting times at borders in the hinterland are too long. And that's just because, as I said, lots of manual customs processes and then repetitive. So if you cross the border from one to the other, you do the same thing over and over. Now, if it was digitally enabled, you could just do it once, or you could even do pre-clearance. When it comes into the port, you could actually pre-clear the product, you know, into the hinterland if it was all digitally connected and integrated. So that would definitely help. And obviously, as part of the Africa Free Trade Agreement, digital customs is a very important, or digitizing the customs processes in the hinterland is a big initiative. And we are certainly trying to support that as an organization.
And how can these gaps be addressed? Is this purely an investment issue?
No, I think it's a combination of investment in road and rail infrastructure. It's an investment in dry ports to create hubs in the hinterland that can connect with the sea, digital technology to make customs more effective and efficient. You know, so if you look at the EU as a trading zone, it's very efficient, right? That's why if you look at intra-Europe trade, it's, I think, 50% plus. If you look at intra-Asian trade, it's 50% plus. But intra-Africa trade is like 12 or 13%.
Right.
Of our total trade. Now that's too low. And it's because of the fact that we don't have the same efficiency from a customs and border control, which is one aspect of it. But the other aspects around, we're talking about around rail infrastructure, road infrastructure, and as I say, dry ports and creating these consolidation hubs all contribute. So we are also looking at that. So we not only look at port infrastructure and back of port, we are actually also looking at dry port developments to facilitate that. We have a dry port in Rwanda that plays a very important role in getting product into that part of the world, like the Eastern DRC, because that is land linked, right? So you have to have the right infrastructure there to create consolidation hubs so that you can do storage there. You can use that as a trade hub so you can manage your supply chain more effectively. We're looking at dry port development also in Southern Africa, in a place called Kamatiport, which will be linked into Maputo and serves the Northern Corridor in South Africa. So it goes beyond just the port infrastructure and the back of port. In Africa's case, these investments in dry ports are important to create these points of consolidation, as well as then free zones, which I spoke to earlier on in terms of creating the value added localization, or you call it inclusive growth opportunities, in terms of Africa doing some form of beneficiation to the product, processing and localizing the supply chain.